So you know exactly what that is. You've seen it in people around you, people you love. It has nothing to do with politics. What you just saw is a man who is losing the ability to regulate his emotions. Uncontrollable flashes of anger are common among people who are aging, particularly among men, and they often accompany senility. Losing it is a very frustrating experience, and your heart goes out to anyone who is. We have deep sympathy for anyone in that position, including Joe Biden. But Biden is the president of the United States, and this is the single most volatile moment in the recent history of our country. Biden is leading the U.S. toward war. And so it's fair to assess the effect on the rest of us of his mental and emotional condition. It's not simply about age. Biden is 79. Biden is clearly unable to speak with precision. And when you're president of the United States and the world hangs on your every word, when your words constitute American policy, when you can change American policy, particularly America's foreign policy, simply by saying so, it is essential that you speak the words you intend to speak, that you not get carried away because you're mad and say something you don't mean that might threaten the long-term interests of this country, threaten the families and the children of the rest of us and our future. But he is. That's exactly what he's doing. That's not a partisan attack. It's true. If you doubt that it's true, watch his performance just over the past week. On Thursday, for example, Joe Biden was asked how the United States would respond if the Russian government used chemical weapons in Ukraine. Now, that's a hypothetical question. Presidents at the podium often get those. Presidents rarely respond to hypothetical questions for a very simple reason. They don't know the circumstances ahead of time. So there's no reason to risk American prestige or to terrify the rest of the world by saying the wrong thing. So they don't. Biden had no obligation to answer that question. Very few presidents would have answered it, but Biden did answer it. And here's what he said.
And to clarify on chemical weapons, could, if chemical weapons were used in Ukraine, would that trigger a military response from NATO?
It would trigger a response in kind. Whether or not, you're asking whether NATO would cross, we'd make that decision at the time.